The war in Yemen ground on. An airstrike on a school bus that killed scores of children was just one incident in which civilians were caught up. The UN warned that the country was on the brink of a famine, with up to 14 million people at risk of starvation.
Gun violence in America hit the headlines again. A former pupil went on a rampage at his high school in Florida on St. Valentine's Day, murdering 17 people. 11 Jews were murdered by gunmen at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, America's worst ever anti-Semitic attack. Over one weekend in Chicago, 75 people were shot in separate incidents, 13 of them fatally.
Jerome Powell continued gradually raising interest rates in his first year as chairman of the Federal Reserve. Mr. Trump said he wasn't even a little bit happy with him. The political pressure Mr. Powell endured was nothing compared with Turkey's central bank. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey's president, described high interest rates as the mother of all evil and claimed that they cause inflation. Most economists think they curb it. After a run on the lira, the central bank eventually raised rates regardless.
After a run on the peso, Argentina had to call in the IMF again. Mauricio Macri, the president, introduced an austerity plan and new taxes on exports.
Stock markets appeared to be heading for their worst year since the financial crisis. Many leading indices, including the S&P 500, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and the FTSE 100, are set to end the year below the level at which they started. There was a broad sell-off in technology stocks. Apple, which had earlier become the first company worth $1 trillion, tumbled. Google was slapped with a record €4.3 billion, that's $5 billion fine, by the European Commission. The Bitcoin bubble burst.
The consolidation of media and telecommunications companies produced some of the year's blockbuster mergers, including a deal between T-Mobile and Sprint that valued the combined entity at $146 billion. Rupert Murdoch's association with Sky, a British subscription TV broadcaster that Mr. Murdoch's company founded in 1989, ended after it was bought by Comcast.
Germany's government lost two state elections in which the far right gained. Angela Merkel, Chancellor since 2005 and a stabilising force in Europe, said she would step down in 2021. Germany's consternation was compounded by its football team being knocked out in the early stage of the World Cup for the first time since 1938. France won the tournament.
One of the most bizarre stories of 2018 was the faked assassination of Arkady Babchenko, a Russian journalist and critic of the Kremlin, by Ukraine's intelligence services. Mr. Babchenko's body was smeared with pig's blood and taken to a morgue while his murder was deplored by the world's media. His sudden appearance, alive, at a press conference, dumbfounded his grieving friends and colleagues. Wisely, he had kept his wife in the loop, but he still apologized to her publicly.